Professional.
2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
You've been out and about a bit. Where have you been?
I certainly have. Well, on Sunday I went down to Sutherland, which is an hour's drive from where I live. I've been meaning to go down there for a number of years to hear the Endeavour Harmony Chorus singing, because a friend of mine sings in that. It's a world-class a cappella chorus. I don't know if you know it.
I do. In fact, someone sent me a record of them. They're very good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And actually, they're going to Hawaii in November to compete for the world title, so that's very exciting. And this was a fundraising concert for them down there in the Sutherland Shire.
Go on, tell me more.
What really struck me, and I was really, really surprised, but how animated the women are. They're just fantastic. And my friend, I mean, her face had just lit up. I'd never seen her, you know, just with so much expression in her face. It was fantastic. Because they're judged not just on their sound and the way that they sing, but also on their expression and showmanship, things that I actually wasn't aware of. So this was a semi-final rehearsal, and they sang a number of songs. And, of course, because they're going there to represent Australia, they sang a number of Aussie songs, including Hey True Blue, and I still call Australia Home, Waltzing Matilda, and a beautiful song that actually I wasn't aware of by Eric Bogle called Shelter.
I don't know that. Now, you mentioned women. Only women, are they?
All women. I think there must be about 80 of them. But, you know, they were sort of coming and going all the time, some on the stage, some not, so not quite sure about that. The other thing, out there at Sutherland on Sunday, there was a big coffee festival going on, sort of a bit like the Aroma Festival that happens at the Rocks. And I came across some lovely little stalls, especially a couple where they were doing chocolate things, and I thought, great ideas for Father's Day. There was one there called Essence, E-S-S-E-N-Z-E, and they're from Caringbah. And they were selling all sorts of things for Dad, so I'm not going to tell you because I actually bought one for you. Yes. And there was another place called Specialty Treats for All Occasions, and they're a cafe out at Bundina, and they were doing, instead of toffee apples, you know how we used to have toffee apples when we were kids, they'd actually dipped them in chocolate and then coated them in flaked almonds or coconut. I thought that was a very good idea. So, yeah, I think for Father's Day, Essence is a great place to go to get some Father's Day gifts made out of chocolate.
I look forward to that. Now, I believe that to inspire the ladies out there, they had a group called, James Morrison's group called Idea of North.
Yes. Now, look, unfortunately, because I was with my 2.5-year-old granddaughter, she sat through the first half and she kept saying, hello, Grandma, because it was her other grandma singing. But she only lasted until interval. So they came on after interval and apparently they were fabulous and they sang that wonderful Stevie Wonder song, Isn't She Lovely?
They're an a cappella group too.
A cappella, yep.
Okay, now where else did you go?
Well, I've been around and about a bit. I went out to St Albans, which is about 2 hours northwest of the CBD. Now, I haven't been out there for years. I remember going out there a long time ago with you. I think we went out to see a B&B out there. It was called the Price Morris B&B or B&B Cottage.
Yes.
You remember that? It's actually... It's a building that was built first in the 1830s, and it's a slab farm, and it was built on the hill on the site of the First Methodist Church. And that area, that whole McDonald Valley, was originally the breadbasket for Sydney in the late 18th century. It supplied the colony with much-needed fruit, vegetables and meat. You know, it all came down the rivers.
And isn't there a wonderful old tavern there?
Yeah, there's a fabulous place called Settlers Arms Inn, and I was going to suggest that's a wonderful place to take Dad on Sunday because it's so peaceful out there and it's just lovely to sit outside out the back in the garden. And inside I came across the rules of the tavern, and let me read them to you. 4 pence a night for bed, 6 pence with supper, no more than 5 to sleep in one bed, no boots to be worn in bed, organ grinders to sleep in the wash house. You know what organ grinders are?
Yes.
Yeah. No dogs allowed upstairs. No beer allowed in the kitchen. Now, I don't know what these are. No razor grinders or tinkers taken in. Do you know what razor grinders are?
No, but that's be 200 years ago, wouldn't it?
I'd be interested in if any of your listeners know. Anyway, look, in keeping with the Father's Day theme, I've got a lovely chocolate recipe, easy to make at home and easy to make with the kids. It's the chili chocolate truffles. You just need some good quality dark chocolate, some cream, a little bit of butter and some cayenne chilli, a pinch of that to put in, lovely sort of hit at the back of the throat after you have all that lovely luscious chocolate.
And what about cooking schools?
Yes, okay. And these are easy to make with the kids at home. And all through the school holidays, I have cooking classes coming up with the kids. So look on my website, which is sheridanrogers.com.au, for more information about those and also for the chili chocolate truffle recipe today.
I'll talk to you next week and we might know what a razor grinder was.
Yes, okay. Bye. Bye.